Hello.
Hello, my name is Rod, returning your car from customer service. How may I help you today?
Is this the phone number I was trying to call earlier today and you're calling me back?
I think so, ma'am. We're customer service, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. I made a purchase online and it kind of like was a pop-up from Kohl's department store's email, and it was for like a piece of metal cookware, and it said it would be free, and all I had to do was pay the $7.95 shipping cost. So I put that on my Visa card, and this was November 27th, and I had your phone number here, 877-586-7102. Is that what I dialed?
Okay, ma'am. I will have to get your zip code first, ma'am, so I can find your account to see what's wrong, ma'am.
Okay. My zip code is 50021.
Okay, ma'am. What's your first name?
Mary Ann. Two words. M-A-R-Y, capital A-N-N. On November 27th, the Visa bill has the name Perfect Appliance. And then after that, it has MD, which I thought it meant Maryland.
Okay, ma'am. You spell Mary, M-A-R-Y?
Yes, M-A-R-Y, space, capital A-N-N.
Ma'am, what's your last name?
Behrens. I'll spell that. B as in boy, E-H. R E N S.
Okay, ma'am. I do not see any account under that name. Let me see something else. Let me see.
It was for a Dutch oven metal pan with a lid. It was heavy metal with a red color to it in the picture.
Okay, ma'am. What you have to do, because I do not see your account, ma'am, you have to call their bank and get the correct phone number, because, ma'am, I do not see any account under Mary Ann Behrens.
Who do I have to call?
You have to call your bank and get the correct phone number.
Okay, that's the number I got from them, 877-586-7102.
Okay, ma'am. Do any closer relative have may have ordered something?
No.
Because I do not see. Okay, ma'am, so may get a clear understanding. Your first name is M-A-R-Y space A-N-N.
Yes.
And your last name is B-A-E-H-R-E.
No. B as in boy, E as in Edward, H as in Howard, R as in Robert, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam. B-E-H-R-E-N-S.
Okay, ma'am. I still do not see an account, ma'am.
All right. Do you work at a place that handles sales?
Yes,
for
ma'am.
Online merchandise?
Ma'am, I am a third-person party that several different companies. I handle transactions and get down to the bottom of the orders, ma'am.
Okay. If an order was placed November 27th, what is the turnaround time? You know, do I need to wait a couple days or weeks longer to get it?
Okay, ma'am, even though I don't have the account load, you will have to wait a couple weeks for an order to come, because we are high maintenance and we have various orders to deliver, ma'am.
All right. How are your orders shipped? Is it UPS or U.S. Post Office?
I'm not sure, ma'am, because you have to get in contact with the product provider, ma'am.
All right. Do you know the name of the company that was manufacturing this kitchen pan?
No, ma'am, I am a third person party. I just take the calls for the transactions, ma'am.
All right. So you've already taken the money out of my credit card bill. If I don't get it, is there a number that I should call that's not the third party? You can direct me to a different number to call, sir.
Ma'am, I could do that, but your account is not loading for some reason. I don't know if it's in another name or what the case may be, but your account is not loading, ma'am. Can I try this? Can you give me your email to see if it'll come up that way?
Okay. And I am the only one that would have a name on it.
Okay.
Before I give you my email, is all of this stuff kept private? You don't sell it to somebody else, do you? Because I was afraid this was a scam.
No, ma'am. All conversations are recorded, ma'am.
Okay. But you don't give the information to other sources, do you?
No, ma'am.
All right. Here's my email.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'll start over. M-A- B E H R E N S, that's M A Barons, then the number 7 and the number 9 at gmail.com.
Okay, ma'am. I do see your account. I had to check out the AM part. It was Mary Barons.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Can you please hold on for 1 minute because our computers are very, very slow due to high calls, ma'am.
I will wait. Yes, I will wait.
Okay, ma'am. I do see that you was charged $7.95 on November 27th.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. You are paying for the shipping cost.
Yes.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. I see that you enter a sweepstakes to win a cruise set.
All right. Do you know the name of the product or the name of the manufacturer?
Ma'am, you enter a sweepstakes to try to win a cruise set.
It's a what chart?
An entry to win a cruise set.
No, it said that I already won it and it was going to be shipped. All right. What's the brand name of the cook set, please?
Ma'am, you did not win a cruise set. You were just charged for the entry fee. You entered entries to try to win a kitchen set. That was a one-time payment.
What is the name of the manufacturer of the cook set?
You didn't win the cook set. You enter a sweepstakes. You will not be receiving a cook set.
All right. I want to know who sponsored the sweepstakes contest and the name of the product. Please.
Okay, ma'am. Can you give me 1 second as I find it, okay?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
The number will be
855-605-405-405-05. All
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
And what is the name of this phone number I'm going to be calling?
Ma'am, it's going to be Sweepstakes Assorted Kitchen Appliances.
Okay.
Will that be all, ma'am?
Do you show an address where this Sweepstakes Association appliance is?
Okay, ma'am. I do not see an address. All is provided is the number and the Gmail to contact them at.
Okay. And what is the name of the company that you're at? Because I've called you. I want to know who I was calling. What's the name, sir?
Ma'am, I am a third person, part of representative for seven different companies. All I do is get transactions and get to the bottom of what's wrong with the cards, ma'am. We don't have them.
Okay. All right. Can you answer my next question?
Yes,
if
ma'am.
If I did this one time and now they have my credit card information, is my information going to be shared? Do I need to cancel the credit card?
No, ma'am. Everything is recorded for future security purposes, just in case a person tries to. And we don't have that policy on sharing any information. So everything is recorded. Even now, our car is being recorded. So if anything's go wrong with sharing your information, this recorded line will go back to the police.
All right. So if I want to call back, I have to give my name, Mary Behrens, and speak to someone again on this third-party phone line.
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. But I gave you another third-person part of phone line that deals with kitchen appliances.
All right.
Okay.
I will contact them. Thank you for the information. What was your name, sir?
Rod.
R-O-D, Rod?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I think I need to call someone else now. All right.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. May you have a great day.
Bye.
Yeah. Ma'am, you don't have to hang up. Hello? Hello? Thank you for calling customer support. How may I help you? Thank you for calling customer support. How may I help you? Releasing line, there's no response.